Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting third. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Firmin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Firmin reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Firmin moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Firmin scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. There goes Jacoby. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Lansford moves to second. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up beyond first. O'Brien can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Young. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Young steals second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fermin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Weiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey is hit by the pitch. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to second. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Hassey scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Steve Olin now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Weiss. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Burns now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Fermin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Brad Kaminsk pinch hits for Deion James. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lansford. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker is walked intentionally. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing right field. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. McGwire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Allenson now catching. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Furman moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Furman moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dave Clark pinch hits for Brad Kaminsk. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.